This episode of the Morning Buzzcast is brought to you by Connect Partnership Group. Connect's consulting division leverages decades of experience in relationship building with teams and large public venue operators to help companies drive revenue by winning procurement opportunities. Visit connectwins.com to learn more.
It was a bummer to wake up to the news that singer Meatloaf had died at the age of 74. Meatloaf, a huge baseball fan. When I was in my early 20s and working for the Baltimore Orioles, I was asked to greet Meatloaf and show him around Camden Yards, take him throughout the ballpark, take him on the field, introduce him to the players, and basically be his host for the game. Meatloaf was incredibly gracious, super knowledgeable about the game of baseball, and at the end of the night, very kind. He handed me two tickets to his show the following evening, which, by the way, was great. So I've always had great fondness for Meatloaf, who can now watch as much baseball as he wants in peace. This is your Morning Buzzcast for Friday, January 21st. I'm Abe Madcore. A very big and fun weekend for the NFL, of course. But let's start with a historic day for the NCAA in Indianapolis at its convention. We hinted about it yesterday on the Buzzcast, but schools ratified a new scaled-down constitution. So what does that mean? It means we could see major changes in college sports that will hand more power to schools and conferences. The vote was overwhelming, over 800 to about 195, and NCAA President Mark Emmert said the new constitution was a declaration of independence that will allow Division I, Division II, and Division III schools to govern itself with their own bylaws and their own guidelines. But that means the work has only begun, and now the three divisions have to finalize the details of how they will govern themselves. And within Division I, that could mean a separation from the top schools from the smaller programs. Even within Division I, there is still a huge divide between the haves and the have-lesses, right? So we expect the major programs, especially in the SEC and the Big Ten, and their conferences to push for greater influence in how they operate. The theme I've heard overall, Division I is too big, schools are more different than they are the same. So look for a lot of momentum to build about really breaking up the size of Division I. And these are not just idle threats by some of these leaders. They are real intention. So again, a very historic day for the NCAA. But I'll say this, I think it's just the beginning of significant change. Let's move on. The headline in the Tampa Bay Times this morning reads, "Back to home plate." And that's because Major League Baseball rebuffed the Tampa Bay Rays' proposed plan to split seasons between Montreal and Tampa. And we've talked a lot about this on the Buzzcast. Now, Major League Baseball's executive council, which is made up of owners, rejected this unique and pretty controversial plan. And the move now means more uncertainty about the Rays' long-term future in Tampa. The move by baseball reportedly shocked team officials. They've worked more than 2 years on this because they did get initial approval from the league to explore this plan. The team certainly expected the league to approve this concept. The team probably figured they would have a tougher discussion with the players' union about the work conditions facing the Rays players if they played in either Montreal and Tampa. Team President Brian Ault told the Tampa Bay Times that the team really felt the rug was pulled out from under them, and they said they were extraordinarily disappointed. So those are some pretty strong words. So what's next? Well, the Rays can return to exploring a new ballpark in Tampa. Their lease agreement at Tropicana Field expires after the 27 season, so they need to move forward because it takes a number of years to build a new ballpark. The Rays said they have no immediate plans to ask permission from Major League Baseball to explore relocation to another market, and owner Stu Sternberg said he doesn't intend to sell the team. So as that front page of the Tampa Bay Times said, back to home plate, indeed, the Rays are back to the drawing board. Let's move on to some NFL action. If you're going to the Super Bowl in Los Angeles, please let me know. I'd love to see you. But we are starting to see some of the major events and parties around the Super Bowl be canceled or scaled back significantly. our Ben Fisher reported that the NFLPA is canceling all of its social activities during the week in LA, including its Friday night VIP party, which hosted between 700 to 1,000 people. This follows news that the NFLPA is also postponing its Pitch Day startup competition, which was a very cool event and a very successful program as part of the Super Bowl week. EA Sports also confirmed it will not hold any physical events, including its very popular and very well-attended Ultimate Madden Bowl. So the NFLPA and EA Sports are the first two major players in the NFL orbit to confirm cancellations of their events, but I expect others to do so as well. Don't look now, but pickleball, yes, pickleball is getting hot. Chicago-based marketing firm Intersport has taken a stake in the Association of Pickleball Professionals and will work to develop really commercial assets around that tour, marketing, sponsorship sales, event production, basically looking to sophisticate and ramp up the business elements around the tour. But we've seen pickleball become one of the fastest growing sports, so more and more investors are seeing an opportunity to invest and expand. Also, this comes as Carolina Hurricanes owner Tom Dundon has made a big investment in the sport. He has acquired the rival Professional Pickleball Association, as well as other companies related to pickleball. So the bottom line, you're seeing rival operations try to plant their flag in the ground. These are all signs that interest and investment in pickleball continues to grow. A couple of quick hitters. We predicted for some time that Major League Soccer would expand to Las Vegas, and the league is moving closer to that by entering into exclusive negotiations with Milwaukee Bucks co-owner Wes Edens and sports investor Nassif Sawaris to bring a team to Las Vegas. It would make Las Vegas home to Major League Soccer's 30th team. Las Vegas would win out over competing bids from Phoenix and San Diego. It's unclear when the team could potentially begin play. Not a done deal yet, but certainly MLS is moving closer to being in Las Vegas. Another quick hitter is the Major League Baseball Players Association. They plan to make a counteroffer to management on Monday. Of course, we are mired in a lockout right now. Remember, management gave the union a proposal last week, so now we need to see more urgency in these labor talks. We'll see how Monday goes. And we'll end around people. While the public memorial is scheduled for February 15th, sources told me that John Madden's private funeral was held Tuesday in Oakland for 200 invitation-only guests. Matt Millen, who played linebacker for the Raiders for 9 years, was the only non-family member to give a eulogy. He gave a eulogy alongside John Madden's two sons. Sources told me Matt Millen's remarks were tender, emotional, and very, very often humorous. Now, Matt Millen had a deep connection to John Madden. He often noted how John Madden was a great mentor to him over the years and a father figure after Matt Millen's father died. So, a touching private ceremony for the late John Madden taking place on Tuesday, a public memorial scheduled for February 15th in Oakland. And also, this is a big weekend for NASCAR here in Charlotte as Dale Earnhardt Jr. adds some star power to NASCAR's Hall of Fame induction ceremonies, which formally take place Friday evening but extend throughout the weekend. So, a big Hall of Fame enshrinement weekend here in Charlotte for NASCAR. And finally, we dropped our latest Marchand and Arand sports media podcast this week, where our John Arand and the New York Post's Andrew Marchand discuss the major issues in sports media. You can find that on sportsbusinessjournal.com. So a big sports weekend. Of course, we've got the four NFL divisional playoff games. Let's hope they're great. Hope you enjoy them. That is your Morning Buzzcast for Friday, January 21st. I'm Abe Matcor. Have a great end of the week. Stay healthy. Be good to each other. I'll speak to you on Monday.
Connect Partnership Group's consulting division drives revenue for companies that wish to procure new business and gain market share in the sports, entertainment, municipal, and large public venue sectors. With their deep industry relationships and proven processes, Connect can quickly activate a robust pipeline of new prospects and accelerate your sales growth. Visit connectwins.com to learn more.